There's so many things that we need to do this morning. We need to do a lot more than we have time to do. The praise service was all in the midst of the message that the Lord had given me. The opening your heart, we're going to deal with that. And then the dedication of our children to the Lord. And there's just not enough time to do everything that I sense that the Lord wants to do this morning. So we'll do what we can. Psalms 127 should speak to every person here. It says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman keeps awake in vain." Men, I want you to know, and ladies as well, if you're trying to build your own house, and you're not allowing the Lord to build it, you're laboring in vain. Wood, hay, and stubble. But if the Lord's building that house, it'll work. It'll stand. Jesus said this in Matthew chapter 7. He says, "The wise man builds his house upon the rock. And the rock is my sayings. If you build your house upon the sayings of Jesus Christ, your house will work. The foolish man builds his house upon the sand. And when the winds and the storms and the waters come against it and vehemently beat it, the foolish man's house will fall. The same winds, the same storms come against the wise man's house. But the difference is one stands and one falls." The difference is one is built upon the sayings of Jesus. He's a wise man and he's building his house and allowing the Lord to direct him and build it. Verse 3 says, "Behold, children are a gift of the Lord." If you have a King James Bible, it says, "Children are the inheritance of the Lord." We have a society that doesn't look at children like that. We have a humanistic society, a society that says children are a burden, and that if I can afford them, I'll have them. You can't afford not to have them. We've got to get our thinking straightened out, people. Houses and cars is not what's important. What's important is the heritage, the seed that you're leaving in the earth. The heathen are murdering theirs and killing theirs, but the righteous are coming forth. The Lord is consuming the evil people. They're aborting their children. They're not leaving anybody. But look around at the babies in this room. Hear them crying. Hear them laughing. Watch Lacey lift her hands and praise the Lord. Watch Benji lift his hands and praise the Lord. Children are a gift of the Lord. They're the Lord's inheritance. It's what we get to leave the Lord. The fruit of the womb is His reward. What a messed up society we have. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. One of my children were born when I was 19 years old. One of them was born when I was 22 or 23. They're such blessings to me. And if I have known then what I know now, I'd have a whole row of them. I understand it now. And I want to impart that to people. I want people to understand. You need to come to church and fill a whole row.
Right.
Tebow does. Mark does. Man, they're a blessing. How blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They shall not be ashamed when they speak with their enemies in the gate. Man, you got children on you, on your side. You don't have to worry about your enemies. You outnumber them. Psalms 128, verse 3. "Your wife shall be a fruitful vine. She'll be a fruitful vine within your house. Your children are like olive plants." What does that mean, olive plant? Does an olive tree ever die? When you're leaving an inheritance in the earth, when you're leaving children in the earth, they're like olive trees. You just keep going on, and you just keep going on, and you just keep going on. Olive trees. They shall not... Where am I at? Okay, verse 3. Verse 4. "Behold, for thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord." It is a blessed thing to have children. It's one of the most blessed things that I'm finding in scriptures today. Instead of being standing before you now and hollering and screaming about abortion, as I have done, the Lord has given me a balance to that message. And He's shown me how blessed it is to have children. How the righteous man, how the Christian will bring children into the earth and leave them as an inheritance. How the wicked man will destroy his own children. And so we have babies in all stages here. We have them in the wombs. We have one due March. We have one due September. Isn't it wonderful? It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing, and it's a blessing to the Lord. It's what we get to leave the Lord. It's His inheritance. Wow. Look at Luke chapter 22, Luke chapter 2, verse 22. The Lord wants your children. The Father God wants them. The Lord Jesus wants them. He wants your children. And parent, it is your responsibility to make sure they're His. It's your responsibility to teach them and instruct them in the ways of the Lord, so that when they're old, they won't depart from it. It's your responsibility as parents to make sure your children are reared with the iron, the rod of iron, a firm will, okay? You got to have a firm will with your children. You need to spank them. You need to discipline them in the things of the Lord. Hebrews chapter 12 says, who the Lord loves, He chastens. If you love your children, you'll spank them. You'll chasten them. You'll discipline your children. If you're in the image of the Father, of the Father, it's not a bad thing to spank your children. Now, your children might think so. But one day you will be parents and you'll understand this. If you spank them when they're young, you won't have to spank them when they're older. I believe that someone told me that one of the child rearing specialists, I don't know which one it was, wrote a book, and in the book he said that a child should never be spanked before he's 2 years old. Mine was probably spanked before they were 2 weeks old. He said, boy, you sure are cruel. No, no, I'm not. He said, but when they got older, there was very few spankings that was necessary. Very, very few times that I have to spank my children after they were over the age of 6 or 8. Very few times. They learned a fear of this father, and by learning a fear of this father, they have a fear of that father. They know that what the Lord says they'll do, because what they learned that what I say, they do. You need to work that into your children early. Very, very early. Verse 21, let's start with Luke 2:21. When 8 days were completed before His circumcision, His name was then called Jesus. The name given by the angel before He was conceived in the womb. Life begins in the womb. The Lord Jesus was named even before He was conceived. And when He was conceived, His name was Jesus. And when the days of their purification according to the law of Moses were completed, they brought Him up to Jerusalem to do what? Present Him to the Lord. Even the Lord Jesus Christ was presented to the Father. The King of glory, the King of all of the earth, was presented to the Father. How much more then should we not bring our children and present them to the Father? Do you see that? The Lord wants us to present our children to Him. They're yours, Lord. Here He is. Here she is. She's yours. Take her, Lord, and use her. I'll do the best that I can. I'll dedicate myself to the rearing of this child. I'll do the very best that I can. But Lord, she's yours. And you're trusting me with her or with him. And I want to do the best that I can. But I'm giving him or her to you. Is that not what Hannah did with Samuel? Did Hannah pray, Lord, if you'll give me a child, I'll give him back to you. And she did. What would have happened had Hannah reneged on that agreement that she had made with the Lord? Would Samuel have become the man of God that he became? Would Hannah have been as blessed as she was? No. You see, there's blessings that come with this kind of belief and love of the Lord. And then verse 23 says, As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male that opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. Particularly your firstborn needs to be dedicated to the Lord. Your firstborn. Because he's a holy child, or she's a holy child. Holy. The first one out of the womb. All right. One more scripture, and then I think you're hearing what the Lord is saying, what the Spirit's saying. Look at Mark chapter 10 and verse 13. This is where they bring the children to the Lord. Mark 10, verse 13. And they began bringing children to him so that he might touch them. And the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw this, he was, NAS Bible says, indignant. The King James Bible says what? He was much displeased. Or is that what it says? He was much displeased. Does Jesus get happy? Does he like for us to bring our children to him?
Yeah.
Why? He wants to bless some people.
Right.
He wants to bless our children.
Hallelujah.
He wants to get his hand on them.
Yeah.
How many of you want the hand of the Lord on your child?
Yeah.
He wants to get his hand on them. Permit the children to come to me, he said. Do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as this.
Hallelujah.
Glory to his name. Father, today we want to dedicate our children to you. And Lord, I ask you to forgive me for not bringing my daughter and doing this earlier. But Lord, I still trust your hand's been on her life as witness of it. But I want to do it right, Lord. I want to do it the way your word says to do it. I want to bring her to you. She's yours. I want to give her to you, Lord. I've done my very best. I've reared her in the way she should go. I've reared her, Lord, as I've read your scriptures and learned, and as I saw you clear on the mountain, so I raised my child. And Lord, I speak for many today. I speak for many. This is a sacred, holy time, a time of purification. And we're bringing our children to you. We give them to you, Lord. We all say, amen. I want to dedicate your children today. I don't care how old they are. I don't care if they're 50. I don't care if they're one day. You want to dedicate your children today to the Lord. This is something that's happening in the Spirit. I don't really understand all that we're doing here. I just know that it's a very spiritual thing. Bring them. Right now. And let's give them to the Lord. Let's make sure our children are given to the Lord. Come. You've never dedicated them. If they've been dedicated, you don't have to dedicate them again. But if you've never dedicated them, let them come. Amen. 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 How old are you, Jeff? 26. Man. Is this not wonderful? Is this not a wonderful thing? Amen. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful time. Amen. I love to play the tambourines. What I want to do is anoint them with oil. Elders, I need you to come.
If I'm understanding the scriptures properly, as the Lord ascended, he gave gifts to the churches. Those gifts were apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. They now become his representatives in the earth. If I understand the scriptures properly, the Lord then through me, as I lay hands on these children, the Lord is laying hands on these children.
Amen.
If I understand that properly, and the Lord is blessing these children. He's touching them. I want the eldership to move with me over each one. Every one of us will touch the child. And we'll dedicate this child to the Lord. What a holy day. What a holy day. I don't think we're understanding what's happening here. Something is happening, people. Something is happening. This is awesome in the Spirit. My spirit is flipping inside of me. This is awesome. I don't know if I've ever been in a service like this before. I just don't know if I've ever seen anything like this before. The Lord is calling the children. I'm reminded of a scripture. And I know you want me to get on with this. But the scripture that I'm reminded of is in Revelation 12. And it begins all, of course, back in Genesis chapter 3, where there's always enmity between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. And that, of course, is shown to us in Revelation chapter 12 as the dragon is before the woman, ready to devour the seed, ready to devour that man-child, ready to devour. And the Lord is wanting to devour our children. And humanism comes right into our television sets, into our living room. It comes into the magazines. It's in the school books they read. The hand of the Lord needs to be on our children. This is a holy time. He's calling these children. He's calling them. Father, we pray in our spirit, Lord, because we don't totally understand what's happening here. But our spirit does, and you do. And we ask you, dear Lord, to communicate with our spirit, Lord, and help us to do this properly, and help us to do this in the way that you'd have it to be done, O God. Lord, I'm not praying to men. I'm praying to you. I'm praying to you, Father God. I want your instructions and I want your directions. This is not something that I've looked at scriptures and I've planned, oh God. This is coming from you. This is coming from you. Let us do it in your ways and according to your statutes and according to your ordinances and according to your principles. Lord, we just give ourselves right now to this moment. We totally give ourselves, body, soul, and spirit, to this moment. Thank you, Jesus.
If any of you are here, you're not a member of this church, and you want to bring your children.
Yes, yes, amen. Amen, good word. Good word. Good word. This is the Lord doing it. It's not me. This is the Lord doing it. This is the Lord's work. Amen. 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 Father, right now we bring Kathy to you. Well, Lord, we put our hand on her. Go ahead, put your hands on her. And Lord, we just give her to you. And we bless her. Lord, they brought the children and you blessed them. You put your hand on them, Lord, and you blessed them right now, Lord. Lord, we just bless her. We bless her right now. We bless her. The hand of the Lord is upon you, Kathy. The hand of the Lord is upon you. Yes, Lord. Amen. Lord, we bring Jamie to you right now. Lord, we as your eldership, Lord, we as those that you've set and placed in this church, Lord, we as your gift to this church, Lord, right now, bless Jamie, Lord, and we just bless him right now in the name of Jesus. The hand's Lord's upon you, Jamie. Amen. Joy. Amen. We just give you to the Lord. Bless God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we bring you joy right now. We bring you joy. Hallelujah. We bring you joy. She's your inheritance, Lord. She's a joy to you, Lord. She's joy. Hallelujah, Lord. And we just give her to you. We give her to you, Lord. We lift her to you and we give her to you. We bless her. We bless her.
No
Amen.
Evil.
Amen. Yes.
No evil.
Your hands upon her, Lord.
No evil shall
Your hands upon her.
Upon her to
protect. Oh, yes. 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 Amen. 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 Lord, hallelujah. We bring Duran to you. Lord, we give you Duran. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift Duran unto you. We lift Duran. He's blessed of the Lord. He's blessed of the Lord. We bless him, Lord. We bless him. We bless him, Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the covenant keeper. Lord, we give him to you. We give him to you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
River full of children.
Amen. 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 Father, we give you Jeff. Lord, we just bless Jeff. Hallelujah, Lord. We just give him to you. We give him to you, Lord. May the work of his hand now be work for you. Lord, we just give him to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, the name of the covenant. We just hand him to you, Lord. We hand him to you, Lord, and we bless his life. We bless his life.
Olive trees around his table.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Amen. Rodney, Lord, we bring Rodney to you. We bless him, Lord. We put our hand upon him. We bless his life, Lord. Hallelujah.
A blessing to the land.
Amen.
Rob, the Lord's just showing me that you've got some things in you that you'll never be able to get out. There are some seeds so deep in you and some roots so deep in you that you couldn't get away from the Lord if you was to even try to. You don't want to. You won't even get closer to Him. But the Lord says, you can't get away from me, so you can just forget about that stuff. You can just forget, because your mind, says the Lord, I got my hand on you. I'm sealing you today, says the Lord. I'm sealing you today. You are a blessed man. You're blessed, says the Lord. I see your heart. You got a good heart, says the Lord. You got a heart. You got a good heart.
Yes.
I'm looking into your heart right now, and it's a good heart. It's a good heart, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's a little bit more of that, but I'm going to leave it alone. I'll give it to you some other time. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Lord, I bless this, my child. Lord, I bless this, my child. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, I give her to you. She is yours. She's not mine now, Lord. She's yours. You've just given me care over her. You've given me the area of the responsibility and discipline over her life, Lord. And I do my best, Father. I just give her to you right now, Lord. I lift her up to you as a maiden of yours, Lord. And she's yours. She's yours. We bless her, Lord. We bless her. Amen. 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 Chris, Lord, we just bless him.
Yes.
We bless him, Lord. Amen.
Strength and
we
power.
Bless him, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We bless him, Lord.
A mighty warrior.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord.
Doing great exploits.
Yes.
Yes. Great exploits in the name of his God. Hallelujah.
God's name.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Chris, you're going to find over the next couple of years that you're going to find yourself being different. You're just not going to be like other kids.
Hallelujah.
And what they're going to want to do, you're not going to want to do. And the Lord's wanting you to guard those times right now, because guys are going to want you to be going off with them and doing those things. And when the Lord gives you a check, you listen to that check. Don't go. Don't go. The Lord says if you do that, you'll save your life. Literally, you'll save your life, because you're going to have some close friends that are related to you that's going to go off and do some evil things, some things that they shouldn't be doing. The Lord says, I'm going to check you. And what they're going to end up doing is really somebody's going to get hurt real bad and maybe even die. And the Lord just really is cautioning you right now, because you're going to be different anyhow. You're going to be different. And the Lord says, you're going to be able to hear my spirit. You're going to be able to hear my voice. And the Lord says, I just want you to listen to that now. Heed this word. Heed this word. And put it in the bank, says the Lord. Heed the word. Put it in the bank, says the Lord. And understand that this is the word of the Lord. And understand that you're to guard your friends. Guard yourself against your friends. Okay, you understand what I'm saying? Amen. 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 Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Firstborn.
Lord, we anoint David king.
Yes.
And we call the King David out of him.
Yes.
To come forth right now in the name of Jesus. Ah, a praise and a warrior. A warrior for yours. Hallelujah, Lord. A warrior for the Lord. We anoint him, we bless him, Lord, and we bring him and we give him to you.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
You're going to be leading a life, David. That's just before the Lord. It's just going to be the Lord's life. To some people, it won't seem like it. But the Lord's going to be guiding your step, and you'll know who's directing you and who you're serving all the days of your life.
Yes,
you're the Lord's. You are the Lord's.
Amen.
You're the Lord's. You're going to be mighty. You're going to be mighty in exploits.
Yes.
But the Lord says, you're mine. And people will look at you, and they'll want to know what you've got, and what it is me. And when they get close enough to you and able to see it, they'll see me in you, the Christ in you. That's your hope of glory.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
You've been a leader
Amen.
In high school, and you're Amen. Going to be a mighty leader when you're in college. You're going to lead hundreds to Jesus.
Amen.
You're going to be a mighty leader. Mighty leader.
Amen. 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 Gracie. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord, we bring grace to you.
Yes.
You brought grace to us, Lord, we bring grace to you.
Yes.
Lord, we lift her to you.
Yes,
we lift her to you. She is a blessing.
Yes.
You are a blessing, Grace. And we just love you. And Lord, we just lift you right. Lord, we just lift her right now to you. We bring her to you. We bring her to you, Lord, and we bless her.
Yes.
We bless her, Lord.
Yes.
She's yours. She's yours.
Lord,
I just thank you for her purity.
Yes.
Thank you for her purity, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the mind that's pure. A mind that's pure. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I just speak a special love through your dad in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Just a special love. Marvelous in both directions. Marvelous.
Chris, you have a pure mind. I said, a pure mind. And there's that's wonderful. It's so strange today. That's the first time I've ever really gotten that when I laid my hand on a young lady, that your mind is pure. Your mind is pure. Guard your mind. Don't let filth come in there. Guard what you read and guard what you listen to. Guard who you're around, who's talking to you. Guard your mind. Guard your mind. Oh, it's so pure. Thank you, Lord, for a pure mind. Lord, we give this pure mind to you.
Yes, sweet Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Sweet Jesus.
Amen. Psalmist. Lord, we thank you for Ra.
Yes.
We bless him.
Yes.
We bring him to you.
Yes.
We bring him to you, Lord. He's yours now.
Yes.
He's yours now. You've stirred him. You've showed him. You've given him direction.
Yes.
And now, Lord, he's yours. He's coming and he's giving himself to you. He's giving himself to you. Rob, the Lord says that in the days ahead, there's going to be more and more callings of my authority in your life. You're going to have to give yourself more and more and more and more to me. And you're going to be learning that you can do that and trust me. You're going to be learning that you can trust me, says the Lord. You're going to be learning that you can be able to take a step. It's like wading into water. You kind of take a little bit to start with and see how the temperature and how it's moving, and you're going to wade a little bit deeper and a little bit deeper. But the Lord says there's a day coming when you're going to be able to totally trust me and get out there and swim in my river. You're going to just be able to get out there and swim and let the current just take you, because you'll know I'm in control. And what I've told you I'm doing and what I've told you I'll do, says the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Test the waters.
The Spirit of Benjamin's on you, the mighty right hand. The power of the right hand of God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Just test the waters. Test the waters. Try the Lord. See if he's good. Amen. Amen. Oh, we bless Becky.
Yes.
We bring her to you, Lord. We lift her before you. Ah, sweet child. Sweet child. Servant child. She is a servant child. Oh, thank you, Lord, for her servant spirit. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we give her to you. We just lift her to you. We give her to you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, the covenant name. She's yours. She's yours.
Praise God. Praise God.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Becky, there's some people you need to stop being around. And they're doing some things that you can't be in part of. Okay? And you gotta stop. Okay? It keeps getting more and more and more, and you've got to stop. Okay? The Lord says, stop now. Okay? You're mine. You're mine. Okay?
All right. God bless us.
Man. Scotty. How about you, buddy? Oh, we give Scotty to you.
Yes.
We pray for him, Lord. He's yours right now, Lord. He's yours. He's yours. And we command his mind to be like it needs to be, Lord. We command his mind to be corrected, Lord. We command his mind to be able to say what it wants to say and do what it wants to do and to be able to listen and to hear. And Lord, we just ask you right now in the name of Jesus to fill him with yourself. Fill him with yourself. Make yourself so real to him. Oh, ba 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 Oh, you foul spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus to leave this child. Just leave this child right now. He is the Lord's. He is the Lord's. I speak to you in the name of Christ Jesus and his authority, and all authority has been given unto him. And we command you right now to leave him. Leave him and be thou gone, and never again come into him. Never again interfere and involve yourself in this child's life again. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Maybe there should be a change in the next couple of days, and he'll even start in the home with his mom and daddy and all that stuff. They'll start wanting, you know, they'll start really seeing a difference in his life and the way he acts, and there'll be a big difference and guard him, pray for him. You know, every once in a while, just walk by him, put your hand on him, and bless him, and guard him. Guard him. Man, what's your name?
Tommy.
Oh yeah, okay.
Thank you, Lord, for Tommy. Yes, Lord. Yeah. Lord, bring Tommy to you.
Yes.
We bring Tommy to you.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, da da di 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 bosu, ron di di bosu, san di di bosu, si shapata da di di bosu, kon di di bosu, di di bosu. Hallelujah, Lord. We bring him to you.
Yes, a sealing touch from the Father's.
Bring him to you.
Hallelujah. Tommy, when I was your age, my grandmother used to lay her hands on me and pray for me. And I used to think that that was the craziest thing in the world that woman was doing. And I had no understanding of what was going on in my life. But she planted seed that matured and came forth. Even when I was an older boy. You may not know what's happening in your life right now. You may not understand it. And tomorrow you may even forget it. But the seed's been planted. And one day, that seed's going to come forth.
Yes.
And you'll cry out to God with all of your heart. And you'll know that you belong to Him. And you'll never be satisfied until you surrender everything that you have to Him.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Yes. Mickey really needs to pray over him. I know that Mickey can't do that yet, but that's what I'm hearing, is that there needs to be a covering of his daddy, and that just needs to happen in this child's life. Father, I just ask you right now to dispatch ministering spirits to Mickey.
Yes, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for the head.
Lord, I ask you to allow the angel to remove the stone in Mickey's life and let Mickey come forth.
Yes, Lord.
Bring the earthquake, Lord. Do the work.
Praise you.
We loose, Lord, your work in Mickey's life. Lord, that he can begin to cover his children like he needs to cover them.
Thank you, Lord.
And bless this child and bring him to you, Lord.
Yes,
we do. Lord, we do what we can right now. We bless him. Lord, we bless him. We do what we can. We do what we can, Lord. We just bless him right now. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, we bless him. Amen. 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 This is your daughter, Miss Loann. How's this child? Father, we give Loann to you.
Yes.
You already received her, Lord, but Lord, we give her to you now. Lord, we see the truths that you're saying here, Lord. We don't understand them, but we see them. And Lord, we know that we need to be given to you. And Loann is being given to you, Lord. Totally, body, soul, spirit, right now. She's just yours. She's having you lay hands on her, and you receive her, and you bless her, for such is the kingdom of God.
Amen.
For such is the kingdom of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Loann, Lord. We just bless her. We bless her. Amen. 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 Thank you for Loann.
I'd like to give my daughter Michelle. She has a
boy. Say again.
She has
a boy. Okay.
She's really.
Okay. And you want the which one? The daughter?
Michelle. Okay, Michelle.
The daughter. That's your daughter. Well, through Loann, we do that.
Yes.
We just bring Michelle to you.
Yes.
And we lift her to you. We pray for her, Lord. We ask that your comfort by your grace be there. And that, Lord, that you give her comfort where no one else can. And Lord, you fill that vacuum and that void that's there.
Yes.
And we give her to you. We give Michelle to you. And we bless Mama.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. As soon as you get home, you do that. You know, as soon as you see her again, you lay hands and you bless her. Okay? Show the scriptures that we looked at. Amen. Mm-hmm. Two more young ones there. Lord, we bless Cindy.
Yes, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord. Come to the double side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Cindy. Thank you, Lord, for Cindy. Lord, we just give her to you. We're just going to lift her and we're going to give her. We're going to bless her right now. And we're going to lift her to you, and we're going to hand her to you, Lord. Yes. We're going to hand her to you, and we're going to trust you in this situation. Yes. We're just going to trust you in this situation. She's yours. Yes. She's not ours. She's not Linda's, and she's not Doug's. She's yours.
Thank you, Lord.
She's yours, Lord. And now we're going to do what we can do, but, Lord, it's up to you. It's just up to you, Lord, and we just trust you in this situation. In this situation, Lord, we just trust you. We just trust you.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. I was going to say this. I'm getting more than I'm going to say, but I just want you to know, don't be in a hurry. Okay, just remember those words. Don't be in a hurry. Don't rush into things, and just take it easy and pray and listen to the Lord. Okay, it's the Lord wants to give you good things. He wants to really bless your life. He really wants to do the best for you. Okay, and don't settle for third best or fourth best when you can have the best.
Yeah.
And don't rush and don't hurry. All right, don't rush and don't hurry. Just remember those words. And when you're praying, you ask the Lord, "What did I mean by that?" I think you already know what I mean by that. But you just make sure that you don't rush and you don't hurry. Right? Pray for Tina, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you for Tina.
Yes.
Fruitful vine, Lord, a fruitful vine.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we lift her to you. We lift her to you, Lord. And we give her to you. She's blessed of you. She is blessed of you. Hallelujah, Lord. No longer is she Linda's, and no longer is she Doug's. She's yours. She's yours, Lord. She's yours. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. What else we got? Man, Lord, we bless this prophet of God.
Yes.
We'll put our hands on Jeremiah, and Lord, we just bless him.
Yes.
We bless him, Lord. We bless him.
Yes.
We dedicate him to you.
Yes.
We give his life to you, Lord.
Yes.
He's blessed now. He's blessed.
Yes.
He's blessed, Lord. We pray you begin to establish his life. You begin
yes.
to establish him on the rock, and the things that he does, and the life that he leads, Lord, is a life that's built upon you. Built upon you.
Thank
built
you,
upon
Lord.
You.
Thank
that
you,
he
Jesus.
Learns to, he can stand on that rock.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Mark, in his early teen years, he's going to be on a rock that's going to, it's not a rock, it's the sand. It looks like a rock, but it's going to crumble. And the Lord's going to work a work in that time in his life that he'll learn that he can stand on the rock. Okay? But there's going to be something in his early teen years that's just going to crumble out from under him. He's going to have his hopes, his aspirations, and all that stuff. And he's going to learn that there's only one rock. There's only one rock. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, we just bless Beth.
Oh, yes.
We bless
yes.
her, Lord. We bring her to you.
Yes.
She is
yes.
your child.
Hallelujah.
It is a pleasure, Lord, to bring
oh,
you Beth.
Yes.
It is just a pleasure.
Yes.
We dedicate her to you. We
yes.
give her to you. We trust you with her life, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. We
yes.
bless her.
Yes.
We bless her in the name
yes.
of Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yes,
amen. Amen.
Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God.
This your daughter? Another spring chicken here. Amen. Father, we bring you Lily.
Yes, we
bring
Jesus.
You Lily, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, call out into the bus, under the bus, under the bus, under the bus, under the bus. Amen. 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 Lord, we dedicate her to you. We give her to you. We lift her up, Lord, and we hand her to you. Lord, we guard her life. We do what we can as spiritual headship and leadership and covering. She's yours, Lord. She's yours. The Lord says that he showed you over the past couple of years that some things that you really believed and really thought you'd come to find out weren't exactly the way the Word really said it. And the Lord says, I've done a work in you. And the things that you have seen the most, the things that have meant the most to you, the things that have impressed you the most that you've seen, that you need to show these things to Richard. And don't just say them, but before you say them, be prepared, study, prepare yourself, and show him the scriptures, and show these things to Richard. And it's going to make an impact in his life, and it's going to help him to understand more where you're coming from, more where our fellowship's coming from. And the Lord just wants you to do that. To the things that have listen to how I'm saying it. The things that have impressed you the most, not the things that you think will be the most impressive,
Do you see what I'm saying? The things that have impressed you the most are the things that you need to ensure them, because they're alive in you, you see? Not impressive things. Impressive things aren't alive in you, but the things that have impressed you the most, those things are alive in you, and you'll be able to impart that to Him and show it to Him because it's truth to you. The Lord says the things that have changed your life, the things that have made you begin to think differently and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, the Lord wants you to impart that into your husband and show him these things. Lord, we bring you Lily. We bless her life, Lord, and we just lift her to you. We give her to you. We dedicate her to you, Lord, and we cover her.
Yes.
We cover her in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Bless you. Amen. Amen. Well, it was good when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. I could have slept a lot longer this morning. I have a really good word. I just knew the Lord wanted me to bring this word. Really good. Ted, you was really going to like it. You were. I just saw you running. Boy, you were just... We need to have communion. Wonderful time to do that. What I'll ask is our deacons to come and serve us this morning. If you've never had communion with us, let me explain how we do it. There will be a cup and the bread on this side and a cup and the bread on this side. You will come around and there'll be two lines. You'll come around. The one with the bread will say, this is the Lord's body broken for you. The one with the juice, the blood, will say, this is the Lord's blood of the New Testament shed for you for the remissions of sin. You will take the bread. You'll dip it into the juice, and then you'll partake. It's a time of rejoicing. It's not a time of sadness. The Lord is risen.
Amen.
And because of that body, I can be healed. Because of that blood, I am saved. I'm covered. I am washed from my sin. Sin no longer has dominion over me. Now hear me, you don't have to sin. Because of the blood, you have remission of sin. The word remission means liberty from or freedom from and forgiveness of. What sin you have sinned, you are forgiven of, but also it hasn't power over you anymore because you're free from it. Sin no longer hath dominion over you, Romans says. You're free from sin. You don't have to sin. If you sin, it's because you want to. So we partake of this, and we remember the Lord. We do this every Sunday morning, and we don't try to do it because of getting into a format of doing it. It's not like that at all. It's just something that we enjoy doing. We enjoy doing it. We enjoy remembering and thinking about the Lord. He says, do this as oft as you will in remembrance of me. Father, we remember you. Lord Jesus, we remember you. Holy Spirit, we remember you.